Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who was the perfect gift, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith is taken from James chapter 1. We'll read verses 17 and 18. Every good act of giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, who does not change or shift like a shadow. Just as He planned, He gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits of His creations. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in Your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, with Thanksgiving now in the rearview mirror, many people have transitioned into full-on Christmas prep mode. As we begin the season of Advent today, we are, in a spiritual sense, doing the exact same thing. We are shifting into full-on Christmas prep mode by looking ahead to the birth of Christ on Christmas. For many people, there are a number of treasured Christmas traditions that they and their family do each year in preparation for and in celebration of Christmas. There are also a number of Christmas traditions that we do in our worship services and in our homes during the Advent season and during the Christmas season to prepare our hearts for the celebration of the birth of Christ at Christmas. This year, during the season of Advent and Christmas, we'll be taking a look at five popular Christmas traditions and consider how they can help us truly prepare for and celebrate the coming of Christ, both His first coming so long ago in Bethlehem and His second coming, which could come at any time. And so we pray that the Spirit would bless our study during this blessed season of Advent, which of course is a word that means coming. We look forward to Jesus coming. If you had to pick five of your favorite Christmas traditions, which ones would you pick? If this was Family Feud style, and we put the top five answers on the board and polled 100 people from across the country, would your five favorite Christmas traditions line up with theirs? Would the five Christmas traditions I picked for our four Sundays in Advent and then one for Christmas Day, would they match up with the top five that most people across the country would pick? I don't know, maybe. But I bet if the survey was made up mostly of children, I could probably guess what the number one Christmas tradition would be on that list. Gift giving. Let's be honest, as adults, it's probably pretty high in our top five also. Getting and giving gifts is a pretty fun part of the Christmas holiday. Getting and giving Christmas gifts is a treasured part of our Christmas traditions. I know it has been and is still for me today. Some of my favorite Christmas memories are all those days around Christmas after our parents would put those Christmas presents under the Christmas tree. The shiny wrapping paper and the bows, wondering what it is that we got. And if my parents weren't around, my brothers and sisters and I would sometimes maybe move them around a bit, shake them, take a look at them a little more closely, try and figure out what it is that we got for Christmas. I would guess for most people, gifts are a very big part of Christmas traditions and the Christmas celebration. Unfortunately, of course, for many, it is the reason for the season. But do we often remember, or do we always remember, what the original reason for gifts at Christmas time was? What was the purpose that they started doing that, giving gifts at Christmas time? Well, from what I've read, the origins for giving gifts at Christmas actually go back to St. Nicholas. Yes, the one whom the fictional Santa Claus is based on. St. Nicholas was a man known for his generosity, his charitable deeds throughout the year, but he was also known for giving gifts at Christmas time to symbolize the gift of God in sending Jesus Christ at Christmas. And so the giving of gifts originally at Christmas time was meant to be a celebration and a reminder of the ultimate gift of Jesus, his presence among us, the Emmanuel, God with us. This symbolism and this original meaning of giving gifts at Christmas, unfortunately, has been lost for the most part by many over the past years. Our text for this morning speaks about gifts that our Heavenly Father gives. We read in the first verse of our text from James 1:17, "Every good act of giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the lights." The ultimate perfect gift that God our Heavenly Father gave us at Christmas is also spelled out clearly for us in our scripture reading from Romans. And Romans chapter 6, verse 23 tells us, "The undeserved gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Like any true gift, we realize that this gift of eternal life that we've been given in Jesus is completely free. It is completely undeserved. The end of our sermon text for today reminds us that even our faith, the saving faith we have in Jesus, is an undeserved free gift of our Heavenly Father, given to us by His grace, because this is the way He made us His children. Listen again to verse 18 of James chapter 1. It says, "Just as He," that is God, "just as He planned, He gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits of His creations." So despite what some of the Christmas songs and some of the Christmas traditions would have you believe, we do not actually get gifts at Christmas time, depending on how naughty or nice we've been. Cover the children's ears in the back. But we do not get gifts because we have been nice, or we don't get gifts because we've been naughty. That is not the nature of a true gift. A gift is given out of love for the one it is given to. If we were given gifts depending on our performance or on how naughty or nice we were during the year, I can say for certain I would get lots of lumps of coal at Christmas time throughout my lifetime. And I'm guessing you probably would have too. Gifts are, by definition, free. They're given to us because the one who gave us the gift loves us, sometimes despite our performance or our behavior. Well, the same thing is true of the perfect gift we received from our Heavenly Father. He did not give us a gift that we deserved. He did not base His Christmas list on whether we, or all of mankind for that matter, were naughty or nice. Think back to that verse from Romans chapter 6. Think back to the first part of that verse. It tells us what we deserved if God gave gifts according to merit or what we've earned. He actually uses a word for earning something. It says, "For the wages," the paycheck, what we've earned, "the wages of sin is," not a lump of coal, "but death." And that refers not just to physical death, but eternal death. Well, fortunately, much like our earthly parents, our Heavenly Father didn't give us presents or gifts according to what we deserved. He gave us a gift of His grace. Grace is a word that means undeserved love. He gave us the ultimate gift of His grace when He sent Jesus to win eternal life for us on that cross of Calvary. Listen again to some of the words of our scripture reading from Romans chapter 5, talking about this gracious gift from God. "But the gracious gift is not like Adam's trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of this one man, it is even more certain that God's grace and the gift given by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflowed to the many. And the gift is not like the effect of the one man's sin, for the judgment that followed the one trespass resulted in a verdict of condemnation. But the gracious gift that followed many trespasses resulted in a verdict of justification." Again, that word meaning declare not guilty. The gracious, undeserved, free gift that God gave at Christmas was not a new toy, not a shiny new gadget. It was the priceless gift of forgiveness of sins and eternal life. The proclamation of our justification, God declaring us innocent for the sake of His Son, Jesus. This gift of His eternal Son, our Savior from sin, was wrapped in a package of human flesh and placed not beneath the Christmas tree, but in a lowly manger, inside a livestock barn. And so this gift of Jesus may not look like the most impressive gift, but this little baby would grow up to be a carpenter, a traveling preacher, and still would not look to be the most shiny, glorious gift, the most eye-catching gift ever given at Christmas. But make no mistake, and if we look closer, look past that shameful cross to the empty tomb and see the shining glory of this valuable, ultimate gift and see our glorified, risen Savior who's promised us, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. There we see the glory and the value of this great gift of Jesus. When we think of gifts at Christmas, we also usually think, or I hope we usually think, of giving gifts, not just receiving them. In fact, that's why I titled this Christmas tradition, Gift Giving. As we grow older, hopefully we eventually realize the truth behind Jesus' words when he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And we especially want to give a gift to show our appreciation for someone who has given us a really great gift of some kind in the past. Well, God has given us the greatest gift of all time. How could we possibly show our appreciation? What gift could we possibly give in return to God that would properly show Him how thankful we are? To repay Him for this unimaginable grace He's given toward us? Well, the fact is there isn't one. There is no gift that we can give back to God that could sufficiently thank Him for giving us forgiveness, for giving us eternal life through the sacrifice of His only Son, Jesus. However, amazingly, there is a gift that God desires from us above all things. It's not something that can be bought or sold. You can't even find it online if you searched for it. God wants our hearts. That's what He desires most from you and me. King David wrote about this in Psalm 51 when he said, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite, that means repentant, heart. These, O God, you will not despise. The kind of hearts that God wants from us are broken ones. A heart that has felt the weight and curse of sin and has simply given up any reliance on our own righteousness, our own worthiness, our own merit, and throws itself instead completely and trustingly on the saving grace of God's perfect gift, Jesus Christ. Unwrap that gift every day. I can say that confidently because the Bible says His mercies are new to us every morning. We can receive that gift every day, not just at Christmas or during the Christmas season. And remember, this gift is free. Enjoy it eternally and share this perfect gift with others. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.